JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head to Lindsted in St. Catherine for the reopening of the hospital's A&D department. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Come with us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development. Residents of Lindsted in St. Catherine and surrounding communities are now benefiting from improved facilities at the Lindsted Hospital. The facility recently reopened its accident and emergency A&D department after undergoing $145 million in renovations facilitated by the National Health Fund, NHF. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the improvements will help to bolster efforts to meet the high demand for emergency treatment as well as improve the quality of patient care.
The A&E department is equipped with additional waiting area, nebulization station, 6 beds in the emergency room, 10-bed observation area, 3 examination rooms, triage room, minor operations room, staff lounge, pediatric observation room. Equipment includes minor operating table, suction machine, crash carts, defibrillators, stretchers beds, the critical infrastructure to support the persons who will require the use of the facility.
Lindsted Hospital's Chief Executive Officer, Camille Wallen-Panton, says the better working conditions will lead to better service delivery from staff.
The Lindsted Hospital, and by extension, the Southeast Regional Health Authority, are very proud to know that our staff are no longer crammed in the small spaces. They can now work comfortable to give patient care.
Lindsted Hospital is among 8 hospitals that have had their A&D units upgraded in recent months. Vision 2030 Jamaica provides information on science, technology, and innovation, and their roles in achieving our goal of national development. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more, or call 906-4463-4. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This reggae sensation went by the name Little Chronicle in his early days, recording his first song, Rice Grain, at 5. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Due to refurbishing work, the Jamaica Constabulary Force Police Records Department at 34 Duke Street will only provide limited services on Monday, February 12 and Tuesday, February 13. Regular services will resume on Thursday, February 15. Accordingly, no next-day services will be available on Friday, February 9 and Monday, February 12. Completed certificates can be collected. Normal service will be available at the regional offices in Montego Bay, Pompano Bay and Maypen. Any inconvenience caused is deeply regretted.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Jamar Rolando McNaughton, who the world knows as Chronix.
If you know your heart clean like a whistle, heart clean like
Chronix's Chronology was nominated in the category of Best Reggae Album in this year's Grammys. And on our community notice board, Jamaica Youth for Christ invites the public to the screening of its movie, Just Another Friday 2, on Wednesday, February 21, at Holy Cross Church in Halfway Tree, beginning at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 960-4830. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.